And bless the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers for giving us something to talk about from the Super Wild Card weekend. This is now the second year in a row where we've had Super Wild Card weekend where you add that seventh seed and the football around it hasn't been all that great. But I mean, it is what it is. More football, everybody's, you know, on their butts watching this stuff. The NFL is making more money, and eventually you will get rewarded with something, I guess. And that something was the last couple of minutes of the Dallas San Francisco 49ers game, which I believe took about 40 minutes, 45 minutes of time. At least it felt that way. I didn't clock it, but it did. I told my kids, we'll watch what we were going to watch after this when this game ends. I want to say that was like around... I totally forgot what time it was.
It still wasn't enough time for Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy, and the Dallas Cowboys, though.
No, it wasn't. And we ended up with a blooper there at the end where Dak Prescott, as we all know now, they had drawn up a draw play there. It's what the San Francisco 49ers defense gave them with 14 seconds on the clock. There's nothing inherently wrong with running it, I guess, but there has to be better situational awareness from Dak Prescott to get down with no timeouts left and also give the ball to the official who is, by rule, supposed to touch the ball and place the ball before they get on to the next play. So the whole thing was a disaster. I know it's easy to dunk on Mike McCarthy, but it was a situational failure from everybody for the Dallas Cowboys yesterday.
Yeah, but when you're the coach, your team takes on the personality of the coach.
Sure.
And in this particular case with Mike McCarthy, his Achilles heel, or in this, for instance, like this is like the black box in the airplane. Like, why don't they make the whole airplane out of the black box? Like Mike McCarthy, it's not his Achilles heel. It's like his Achilles body, right? Or his Achilles brain. The guy just can't manage. He does not understand the concept of clock management. He's won a Super Bowl, but he just has no concept of clock management. And the Cowboys played like that. And also the Cowboys played with a complete lack of urgency at the beginning of this game. And they also played like a team that was in Carter Finley Stadium when NC State is down early in a game. Like, there was serious lemon booty in Jerry's world after the 49ers scored on that first drive, first two drives, actually.
Well, you talk about the lack of fundamentals or preparation or situational awareness under Mike McCarthy if the team is supposed to take on its personality. I mean, the focal point is going to be what happened there at the end, right? And understandably so. They lost the game right there when they had a chance. When everybody checked out on the Cowboys and had their jokes crafted, they managed to make it a game. Because if it wasn't for that, we'd probably be talking about Kyle Shanahan overthinking his own QB sneak. By actually having a shift and then there being a false start, which ended up giving the ball to the Dallas Cowboys. But the fake punt, to me, it wasn't the fake punt that was successful. It was not realizing that San Francisco had already changed their defensive personnel. And they did not realize it, so they thought, well, we'll just go right back out there and we'll make them burn a timeout in the fourth quarter. But the 49ers are like, no, we're good. What are y'all doing? And they ended up taking a delay of game penalty, and they had to settle for a field goal in that situation. The whole thing was a disaster for Mike McCarthy. And when Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, is asked about this stuff after the game, I'm not surprised that he's not making any definitive statements right now, because the way things – that's a Super Bowl talent-worthy team. Like, they've got a roster that should be able to get you the Super Bowl. You got somebody like Dak Prescott who should be able to get you the Super Bowl, yet they do dumb things. And Jerry Jones was asked about the coaching situation after the game, and he said he didn't want to discuss anything right now.
Is there any possibility of you making a coaching change?
I don't even want to discuss anything like that at this particular time. No discussion about anything.
Coming out down 13-0, did this team look unprepared tonight?
Again, I'm not going to discuss coaching, the preparation, any of those things. That's not on the table. The game speaks for itself.
So there's Jerry Jones after the game. The game speaks for itself. Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, if you're plus the Cowboys have two coordinators who will be interviewed, and Jerry Jones has something of a reputation of when he has someone like a Kellen Moore on the staff that he believes in, well, it wouldn't surprise me if he was the head coach next year.
Yeah, Dan Quinn, the defensive coordinator, seems to be, and we'll talk to Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports about this in a little bit. Dan Quinn seems to be the front runner for the Denver Broncos job. And yeah, Kellen Moore will be a hot commodity, and maybe he'll end up getting the gig in Dallas with this really brutal loss for the Dallas Cowboys. Elsewhere, everything else kind of played out the way it was supposed to play out. Kansas City was so good against the Pittsburgh Steelers, they literally ran out of fireworks for touchdowns. And then it happened. That was a thing. And then, you know, you had what I thought was the more fascinating situation, and that was the Buffalo Bills playing what was described as a perfect game against the New England Patriots. We can say what we want about Mac Jones and whether or not he's ready for prime time and anything else. I was shocked at how the Buffalo Bills had their way with Bill Belichick's defense, which has been, for the most part, pretty good all year.
Yeah, they really awoke the monster, I think, New England, with that game in the 40-mile-per-hour winds and the old, were you embarrassed question, and, you know, hey, let's not give Bill Belichick too much credit. And to Sean McDermott's credit, he used that game. He used that loss, and they lost in overtime to Tampa the next week, but they've now won 5 straight games, and 2 of those have been over the Patriots, and 2 of them have been, oh, really? We don't. You're the reason we're doing this to you right now. I hope you know that. Like, that's what that game was. What a cathartic experience for Bills fans as well to see New England just get completely manhandled and humiliated and mauled, and for Josh Allen to look like every single thing you could possibly hope in your wildest fantasies that your quarterback from Wyoming could possibly look like in the postseason. If there's any fan base that deserves a payoff, it's the Bills Mafia. So hopefully they can keep that going.
Do they have any more things to throw on the field?
Oh, well, they always do. It does seem to be the octopus, if you will. It's their rabbit, if you will.
Yeah, it had a good bounce to it. I don't know. Maybe I'm not over that first meeting between New England and Buffalo and the way everybody clowned Sean McDermott for saying what actually happened in that loss. You know, all the running and everything else. And he wasn't out-coached. And his team didn't execute. He laid out the very reasons why it didn't work out for them. So to see the follow-up meetings, the regular season meeting and then this one, yeah, I would say cathartic, but I also... It's one of those classic, oh, well, we're not going to talk about how we talked about the Buffalo Bills that week, and we're not going to talk about how we spent probably 2 or 3 weeks discussing how Mac Jones was Tom Brady 2.0. Now, there's only one Tom Brady, man, and despite the fact that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are missing some key playmakers, they've got some injuries and whatnot, other guys step up, and Tom Brady doesn't make mistakes, and they had no problems against the Philadelphia Eagles. That game was essentially over in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, the blueprint is there now for Mac Jones and for teams who play the Patriots. Because remember, after the Patriots won that game, they only won once after. And that was the trip down to Jacksonville, who had already quit, you know, basically that week. And for me, it's pretty simple. You know, the Bills obviously handed them 2 of those losses, and the Dolphins handed them 1 as well. So did the Colts. And it was, okay, fine. You know, we're going to make Mac Jones beat us, and we don't think he can. Not only can he not, their receivers, you know, they went out and spent a lot of money in free agency. And I said it at the time, and I'll say it again. I don't think it was that well used of money. And Nelson Aguilar and Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. And I didn't see it. I didn't see the bang for the buck. I didn't think it was this great investment, because when it came down to it, you know, Jacoby Myers was still their best receiver this year. You know, their running game was outstanding, but once teams, you know, in the postseason and in the end of the season, it's really hard to run and win when everyone knows that's what you want to do. You know, it's not 1984 anymore.
No, it's not. COG alongside Joe Giglio, I'm Joe Ovias. Bill Belichick was asked after they got romped by the Buffalo Bills if he plans on coming back for 2022. His response was classic Bill Belichick.
Is it safe to say this is still something you want to do in 2022?
Yeah, I'd say that would be accurate.
I would say that would be accurate. Will Brinson, actually, from CBS Sports, highlighted this article from NESN, the New England Sports Network. And the headline was, Bill Belichick says he's staying. Are we sure that's best for the Patriots? And the subheadline was, Belichick earned the right to exit on his terms, but this might not be in the Patriots' best interest. Yeah. And it focuses on the fact that Tom Brady's still out there winning, and Bill Belichick hasn't won squat since Tom Brady left, and that things are only going to get more difficult in the AFC as you see Josh Allen coming into his own. And you see other young quarterbacks continuing to do their things. Obviously, you've got Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. People expect big things out of Justin Herbert. You've got Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. And that Bill Belichick and his decision-making hasn't exactly paid off here in the last two seasons without Tom Brady. Now, do I think that take is ridiculous? On the surface, yes. Yes, I do. Like, Bill Belichick has squeezed more out of the Patriots the last two seasons than we probably want to admit, all right? However, what is Bill Belichick known for? He's known for a lot of things, but what's one of the things that Bill Belichick is known for in terms of personnel, right down to Tom Brady, Joe?
Oh, he's not going to hang on to you. He's not going to pay for past performance.
He's not paying for past performance. He's usually good about getting rid of somebody right before their sell-by date hits, yeah. Right? So he's really astute when it comes to those types of things. So if we were to apply his Sir Topham Hatt useful engine ways, I mean, I think it's fair to ask that question, don't you think?
If Bill Belichick still has it, or if Bill...
I think it's fair to ask if we go through it from the Bill Belichick spectrum, if we look at it from his lens, I'm just saying.
Sure.
If I'm Robert Kraft, I'm going, hey, you wanted to get rid of this guy earlier. He's still waiting. What about you? I'm just saying.
He's the best to ever do it. So.
Yeah, he's gotten rid of guys who have been the best to ever do it too. Just going through the Belichick way of thinking, man. That's all I'm doing.
Would Bill? That's the true exercise. Yeah, would Bill Belichick get rid of Bill Belichick?
And the answer was yes.
I think the answer is, would he get rid of Bill Belichick, the GM? Absolutely. Like I just said, the players that they spent all that money on this offseason were not true difference makers, and I don't know why they thought they would be. You know, this is not rocket science. Just watch the games.
Because we give Bill Belichick the benefit of the doubt on everything, right down to his personnel decisions. Even though, as we know, he hasn't exactly been hitting on those as of late.